We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the Beige Rage, and the Agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe the Breakfast Club would be black.
Impacting the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for like news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call the Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Ye, and Charlemagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to the Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
My comedy buddy, Angela.
Oh, man. What's up, Snack Man?
How are you?
Our local comedian. How you doing?
All right. I got to try. Let me try. Let me run two by you.
Okay.
And let me know what you said.
All right. Two jokes.
Okay. And begin.
Okay.
At my job, I had to spend 25 minutes getting to work with Elroy, the in-store robot. Okay, but I think there should be a 25-minute video on how to work with Snack Man.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Why? He had two jokes, Envy.
I didn't hear either one.
Oh, he's still here.
How did he do that?
Okay, come on, Snack Man.
Envy's
going to love this one. I already know.
Yeah, I decided to steal my new car, and that's not the best part. My new car has a backup camera, so on my last date, while we were in the park, I decided to put the car in reverse, get out, and do my stand-up routine behind it. Thank you.
All right, MV, that one was for you. Thank you, Snack Man.
Sending Snack Man healing energy.
sending his
comedy career healing energy.
He's trash, like, for real, like, bad.
Send him healing energy, Envy.
T.I. Hello, who's this?
Oh, my name is Jada. Good morning.
Hey, Jada.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, my God, I'm gonna cry. Hi, guys. I've been doing this, like, forever trying to keep them. Okay.
You made it.
Jada, how old are you?
33.
Oh, okay. Well, get
Envy
it off
always
your chest.
Does this.
I know, right? It sounds like I'm like 14. I know. I just love y'all. I just kind of get off my chest. Like, I'm kind of frustrated. So they got my babies going back to school. They're sick and pain. Like, they can't get back to the school.
Yeah, it's a scary one. My kids went back. I mean, the kids are all wearing masks now, and they're comfortable with the mask, which is pretty good. And my kids, when they leave the house, they got their mask on. They're so nervous. But it's just one of the things you just got to pray. Tell them to wear their mask and wash their hands every chance they get.
You ain't lying.
Oh, my God. I'm not. I love y'all.
I love you more.
Love you too.
Love you back. Hello, who's this?
This is Jason. Good morning, guys. How is everyone?
Jason, good morning.
Peace,
get
King.
Off your chest, bro.
Oh, man. Well, I just got a house built. Me and my fiance of 10 years, we closed on the house early this year, only for her to cheat on me a month later.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Damn.
Yeah. We got two kids, two dogs. Now the question is, what do I do next?
Oh, man. And the house is in both of your names.
Correct. Yeah.
And you, there's no working it out.
I mean, there is, because I truly do love her, but it just seems like there's that tension now, and everything just leads to an argument, and it's not the same.
Damn, sorry for you, bro.
Yeah, you got to just take your time with that one until you see what's going to happen. But it is harder now that you guys have a house. Did y'all have like a prenup or anything?
They're not married.
No, we're not married.
Oh, you're not married.
Yeah.
Is she apologetic? Is she trying to work it out, or is she just like, F it?
She is. But, I mean, I don't know if it's me and my insecurities to where, you know, it seems like there's red flags here and,
yep,
and there. And, you know, it's just, it's hard. Because it happened year one, and we got through it, we got past it, and then now we're going on year 10, and it happened again.
Oh, it sounds like she's a habitual cheater.
Is
there a way that you can buy her out of her part that she put down for the house?
I've thought about it, but, I mean, it's the kids. I mean, we got two kids, and I would essentially lose everything, the house, the kids. I work a lot. She takes the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, just got to keep on keeping on, though, right? Yeah,
that's all. You ain't got no choice, brother. The world keeps moving.
And it's okay to feel however you feel. I know it's not an easy thing to deal with.
Right.
All right, brother. Damn. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chandler from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning.
Chandelier, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Well, I'm calling to slander y'all, because a lot of y'all slanders is what? Angela Yee, you got to quit being cheap and just pay for your meter. Every time y'all get good and talk about some stuff, your phone go off because you don't pay for your meter. Just pay for your meter.
Well, I am paying for my meter. That's why the phone goes off, because it has certain times that you got to pay for it. So as soon as it starts, it's either 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, my phone goes off to remind me so I don't forget.
There's parking lots all around this place. You can park in a parking lot.
It's actually really far, and it's too early in the morning. There used to be a parking lot right across the street, and it closed. So now the other ones are far. It's kind of dark in the morning to walk here, so I don't want to park like 3 blocks away and then walk here in the dark.
I understand. And Charlamagne, man, you gotta quit saying the N-word so much, and you got to come to work on time. You was doing good for a while, but you got to come to work on time.
I feel you, brother. I'm trying. I'm just doing my best, King.
But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brandon from Maryland.
Brandon, what up? Get it off your chest.
Man, I was just calling to talk about the Versus battle, man. Like, I don't really like the direction it's in now, man. Like, before, when they used to do the battles, it used to be about, like, the artists, and they tell the stories of how the record got created. Now it's like a concert you watch on TV.
I disagree with you,
I like,
sir. I love Versus now. I feel like the last two Versus have been great. I love that audience there. I love them performing the records instead of sitting down cooling. I love it. I each his own, but I love it.
Yeah, maybe it's just me then. I don't know. It might be like if you was in person, it might be, you know, you get the different feel of
even watching it through the phone. They hear the reactions and them talking back and forth. I enjoy it. I really like it.
I be feeling the energy. I love it. I don't know. I got to each his own, like I said, but I like it. I like the live performance aspect of it.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Butterscotch Butt Envy, Big Chocolate, the Toe Sucker. How we feeling, family?
Butterscotch Butt. Dang.
Hey, Big Chocolate.
So listen, two things. Thank the Lord for my blessings, and I got to say this. A Comedy Central, Half a Brain Charlemagne is ashy short and charcoal black. How in the world did he get a TV show like that? But you are going to put me on the show, right, brother?
Nope. God is good. And so when you ask that question, how did I get a show like that, just know God is good. Okay?
Hello, who's this?
It's Ryan from Columbus, Ohio.
How you
Ryan,
doing?
What's up? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to call y'all for a few weeks now about this problem I got with my girl, man. I'm confused on what I should do.
What happened?
Man, so we both been working hard. We finally got her mom's crib, and we got our own crib together. So we've been working hard, so I feel like she deserves to go out, go have some fun with her friends. You know, it's been a while, you feel me? So she didn't want to come till like 6 in the morning, so I'm just confused on what I should do. Like, you know, I went off on her, I left, but then, you know, I came back. is still confused on that. What was she doing? Should I be worried or let it go? Just because it's a simple fact, you know, she don't go out like that. So I'm like, you know what, do you? A typical, you know, a typical man would be like, oh, nah, I need to know where you at this time, at this location, yada, yada, yada. I'm just confused on that.
Where was she?
I mean, she claims she's with her friends. They went out, went downtown. She said she went to the Appy, but, you know, just basically telling me she do things that she usually don't do. So, I mean, I try to be a good man, just let it go. Like, you know what, you've been working hard. You know, you got your STNA license, so you deserve it. But
you believe her?
One side of me does, the other side of me don't. Just because there's a past to it.
Well, I'm sending you healing energy, brother.
What's all the right? past? Yeah, he said it's a past.
I'm sending you healing energy, you know what I mean? But, hey, always know that if it's something there, it'll reveal itself. Like, what's done in the dark always comes to the light. Trust me when I tell you that, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes,
well, would
sir.
You? What is she saying? Would she ever do that again? Because if you have an issue with it, you know, you guys have to discuss moving forward. Now what?
I mean, she knows if anything like that ever happens again, then, you know what time it is.
But... You ain't going nowhere. You're right at your watch and don't know what time it is. You ain't going nowhere. Knock it off.
I mean, she a good woman. You feel me? That is something that really confused me a lot. You know, like, that's something that just don't happen. Especially if you two live together. Y'all both bringing in the income. You know, all that good shit. So it's like, this ain't you.
What's all right, up? Man. All right, brother. Good luck.
All right. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. I listen to y'all every morning, man.
Peace, King.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Sean from Brooklyn.
Sean from Brooklyn, get it off your chest, bro.
Man, they talking about this weather and global warming. I mean, let's be real. They show us every day and they tell us that they're controlling the weather. Look at Dubai. Dubai had 122 degree heat. They made it rain. They tell us what's going on and then we sit there and listen to the other rhetoric after they already told us what's real.
I mean, they did say that in Dubai. They said they needed rain and it made it rain, which was crazy.
Come
so,
on.
I mean, you might be on to a little something.
I mean, I'm just keeping it 100. They tell you, but it's up to you to pay attention. It don't cost nothing to pay attention.
Hey, they might have made it rain, but they didn't make it 120 degrees.
They didn't make it 120 degrees? Understandable. It's going to be hot. It's been hot since the beginning of time.
No, it has not, sir. This is some of the highest heat on record. What are we talking about here? 120 degrees is not normal. In the next 10 years, things keep going the way that they are, which I don't see how they're going to reverse it. Things keep going. We might not even be able to go outside in the summertime. You know how much 120 degrees is?
Yeah, I don't think it was 120, though. I think he was exaggerating a little.
But at the same time, they're creating the heat because they're doing it. It's all about money.
It's all about money. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, and the weather in Dubai is usually about, it goes from 100 to 106. And he says rarely does it go to 112.
Oh, no. Italy got, I think it was Italy that got like that this summer. Italy got to like 116 degrees.
Hello,
matter
who's
fact,
this?
119. I'm looking at it right now.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jay from Las Vegas.
Hey, what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to ask Charlamagne, what's the white privilege card you guys are always talking about? What does that mean?
What's the white privilege card?
Yeah, what you always talk about? What does that mean?
White privilege card is always getting the benefit of the doubt.
So what's the black privilege card?
For me, a black privilege card is just a privilege and an honor to be black. That's all. It's something spiritual. I tap into... You know, the spirits of my ancestors and know that, you know, there's something greater controlling me and mine. I always say white privilege is something systemic. Black privilege is something spiritual.
All right, Charlamagne. You have a blessed day, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
So he wanted to know. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
She's back, Chloe Bailey. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm so happy.
How are you, first of all?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing great, actually. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
Yes, amen.
Word.
It's always a pleasure to see you, by the way. I know.
Likewise.
Since you guys are young, I'm always like, there's the both of you.
Yeah.
You and Haley are so dope. So I love to see the success that you've been
Thank
having.
You.
And I know outwardly, like, you've been handling things well, but I saw you tweet out, If I told you what I go through, you wouldn't believe me. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You know? So what do you
well, go tell through? Us. Tell
yeah,
us.
Tell us.
Yes?
Tell
well,
us.
I think we all go through some stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we're all human, and life isn't as easy as people might think and how you present. So I think that's what makes the journey even special, when you know how much hard work and blood, sweat, and tears you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the journey sweeter and when you get there. So, yeah.
Especially when it comes to energy, because I got to think social media has to get to you sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Of course. You know, a lot of times the words that I see bother me, but I'm learning that that isn't what validates me. Mm-hmm. And they're talking. So it's a blessing in a way.
You got to turn it off sometimes. Just like, you know what? I gotta disconnect.
I wish I could. But at the same time, it's helping me get my name out there. And we're in the middle of a pandemic. So it's not like I can just shut my phone off and go out and go on tour and everything. So it's like, that's the way to the fan. So it's kind of, it's like a blessing and a curse at the same time.
You have to disconnect though to protect your mental
absolutely.
And emotional peace.
Yeah, you got to kind of be able to tell what's real and what's fake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, of course you care about what people say, but at the end of the day, it's not everything. It's what's right here. Mm-hmm. So
I saw you on Jimmy Fallon, and I love the fact that you was up there like making beats. And
thank
everything.
You.
And I know production is a big deal for you. So
yeah.
On the new album, are you going to be producing?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm always producing and mixing my vocals and involved in every little bit of the process. But it's also been fun collaborating
mm-hmm.
because, you know, at the group, I was like always behind the computer with the engineering and the production. And now I'm like, I get to have an engineer record me. I get to focus on my vocals and making it sound really pristine and clear and mm-hmm. like really getting that perfect. So it's been nice kind of doing both. At the same time.
What got you into like, making beats? When did you start making beats?
When I was like 12, yeah. 11, 12.
Don't,
and
don't
I,
disrespect you like that. You've been out no, here. No, you good.
You good. You good. A lot of people don't know, but I love music, and I'm such a nerd, and I love building things, mm-hmm. and it's like music is math, so it always came easy, and I just love it. And it's like sometimes you can't really articulate to someone how you hear something. So it's like I would just take in, I'd be like, okay, I want this here, I want that there, and then I just started taking over it completely. So it's really fun. I love producing.
I would like to know what Chloe, because you said you do care what people think about you.
Yeah.
What exactly?
I think when it's the complete opposite of who I am and my character, I think that's when it bothers me the mm-hmm. most, or like any comparisons. But
because you want to see, y'all don't know me.
Of course. Of course. I think if you, when you all hear things being said negatively about right. yourself, sometimes you always want to respond and be like, no. But at the end of the day, you got to let the work speak for itself.
That's right. It make you go mm-hmm. harder too. You'd be yeah. like, okay, you feel like that. Watch what's about to happen next.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel like you've gotten to that space like a little Nas X where you know exactly what to do on social media mm-hmm. to get people talking.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I knew. I'm just being myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, I get happy if I see my name trending over right. me just being myself. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I'll like get off of it so I don't really dive too deep into what people mm-hmm. are saying, but it's pretty cool.
But a little bit though, like you might tweet something or post something and be like, okay, I know this is about to rip.
I mean, honestly, it's always the things that I least expect that kind of go the furthest, which is crazy.
Okay.
So yeah.
Like what? What was the last thing?
Doing too much is my specialty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That I just tweeted that because I've always been doing too much ever since I was a little girl, and it's who I am. And I have so much passion and fire in my heart, and it just comes alive when I'm on the stage and I have so much to give. So I think that's what people are seeing, and I'm happy they're watching.
Do you find it's always the people who aren't doing enough trying to tell you that you're doing too much?
Honestly, I don't really pay attention to the people who are actually saying it that much, because
mm-hmm.
if I do, then I'm really going down a rabbit hole and I'm veering mm-hmm. the focus off of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think we all have our little personal things we deal with, and sometimes when we're bothered, we just outwardly say it. So it's okay. I don't really mind.
If you don't shoot, your sister will.
Yeah, my
she's
sis.
Coming.
Yeah. Both of y'all.
She's an Aries.
Have you ever gotten to a fight for real and like jumped in like a physical altercation?
My sister and I. Like,
I mean,
a
no,
fight
not y'all
some?
Two, but with somebody else.
Oh no.
Y'all don't gotta jump nobody.
No. No, not trying to do that.
Y'all would though.
I'm very protective. I'll be protective with my words. Yes.
Now you say Beyonce is an influence, and you also say Khalees is an influence.
I love Khalees, yeah.
So now doing this album, Khalees has been known to cross all type of lines and do things left. Is that what this album is going to be about? Doing some things different that people are not necessarily thinking about?
Well, the thing is, people don't really know me completely. So everything will be a shock and surprise because they're finally seeing the real me and the full me. So I think that's really all it is. Like even when I made my own Instagram, I wasn't doing anything different. Half the stuff on there was from my Finsta and my private account that all my friends and family were on. People are just now getting introduced to me.
All right, we have more with Chloe Bailey when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's Art Radio, The Breakfast Club. Are you ready?
You won't want to change that dial. Power 105.1.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Chloe Bailey.
Who would you want to collab with? We see you did the joint with Young Blue. Where you
yes.
did this joint.
Yes,
who
yes.
would you want to collab with?
I have so many dreams. I'll tell you.
Tell some of them.
Okay. Beyonce.
That, come on. That's a hometown.
Kanye. Mm-hmm. Andre 3000. Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. Travis. Rosalia, I would love. Mm-hmm. Those are like my top ones. Doja, you know, mm-hmm. that would be fun too.
Why haven't you called in the Beyonce favor yet?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that means there is one on the solo album.
How much of the album is done?
How much of the album is what?
Done.
Oh, it's like 85% done. I want to do like one more round of just like grinding after like I do all this press for Have Mercy and just like make sure I'm getting everything that I need out of this project. I'm mm-hmm. really proud of it mm-hmm. and I'm really excited.
Is the Beyonce song with you a ballad or a up-tempo?
Yeah, is it up-tempo?
Ooh.
Up-tempo would be fire.
That would be dope.
I don't know, guys.
That video?
We'd have to create it. We'd have to, what? We'd have to create it. I hope one day, I hope so.
Because I realized how good of a performer you was. I forgot what award show that was. What was that? What award
VMAs?
Show? That was the VMAs?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she's really a dope performer. That's...
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You. Thank you.
So that
video with
that
you
song?
And B going to be crazy. Yeah,
what'd you
be
say?
Dope. You and Beyonce perform that song at the next VMAs? That'd be dope.
That would be so cool. One day.
And then I saw you, so you licked the mic and you were like, I don't even recall doing that.
Why are you licking mics during COVID?
Listen.
You don't know who had that mic before.
She sanitized it.
I'm the biggest like germaphobe.
We can't tell.
And I was so excited on that stage. And when I'm on the stage, I just kind of black out mm-hmm. and I kind of lose it. And I swear I don't remember doing that. And I watched it back. And I said, oh, wow.
Whoa, wow.
I was like, wow, okay. And, you know, it's really funny looking back. I'm grateful that 2 weeks after I was fine, I'm still tested negative.
I know you were like, damn it, where's Tammy?
Licking mics is not part of COVID protocol. So, okay.
Now, how many of your exes have called you up and been like, so, girl, what's happening? Like, can we grab something to eat?
Honestly, none. None. Because I block half of them.
Damn.
Oh, damn. Then the other half, we're still friends. And it's not, you know, it's like people who respect you. They know not to just reach out mm-hmm. to you when things are great if you don't speak anymore.
What are you like in a guy now? Like, if you had to say this is my ideal man, what would that be?
Okay, so I'm a nerd inside. So I like the guy really cool and like fire on the outside, but they got a nerd out on the inside.
Nerds with edge, that's what I call
it. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So that's what I like. And they have to be really sweet and kind and funny and intellectual, because that's like, that's what gets me. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And
I want to
really
eradicate
sweet.
The stigma around the word nerd.
So nothing like
okay,
your cousin.
Okay.
I think nerd gets a bad... bad rap.
Yeah,
you know
I agree.
What I mean? Like, I want, like, you want to be, I don't, the nerd. You want that. You want
to
be that.
Yeah. Huh? It has nothing to do with you, sir.
What did you say?
Nothing to do with you, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it?
When we say
I don't
know nerd, he's pointing at himself. Nothing about nerd with you.
Cousin, you going to let him talk to me like that, cousin?
Yeah. Not
because. Hollywood have did something. You know what I'm saying? All right.
So what's the nerd things that you're into? Because you called yourself a nerd a couple of times. What are the nerd things that you're into?
Ooh, okay. I love Legos. I love crosswords and word searches.
That's not nerdy. Stop saying that. Legos? No.
Thank you.
What about grown men that draw their beards on and put the paint on? That's not nerdy?
I think that's a personal choice.
Okay, there you go.
Because some people aren't blessed in that. And if they want to get that, then they got to do what they got to do to get it.
That's true.
What about grown men that can't have grow in their head, always have to wear a hat because they look like RoboCop?
Well, I think they should be confident in their bald head. And, you know, if they want to wear the hat, wear the hat. But sometimes let the breeze flow.
Have you been hatfished?
Hatfished? No. Because I like to run my fingers through the hair.
Ooh. Well, that X out a lot of people.
What about short men? What about short men? How do you feel about short men?
Short men are great. I don't want to be taller than you in heels.
Okay. What about hair pieces? Like, what if a guy has a hair piece?
Hold on. That short men are great. I don't want to be taller than you in heels.
Short men are great, but I don't want to be taller than you in heels.
I don't want to be. But wouldn't you be taller than the short man?
Yes, you would. Charlie's hurt right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I know social media likes to say you're too sexy. What do your parents say?
My parents are pretty supportive. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been very in tune with myself and my body. So as much as of a shock as it was for the world, it was like, oh, it wasn't really anything from my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even daddy?
I'm sure dad had a lot of things and thoughts about it, but he didn't really articulate them towards me.
Gotcha.
And they raised you guys pretty great.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they also are confident that you're going to make smart decisions.
For sure. I hope so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good, because it's a family affair. Other than your cousin, your estranged cousin.
Cousin.
What's up, cousin?
What's up?
Oh, my goodness.
We out here.
I can't believe you forgot. That hurt my feelings. I'm not going to lie.
No. I forget everything. That has nothing to do
all
with
right.
you. Don't take it personal at all. I'm just old.
Okay, it's okay.
Got bad memory.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I'll never forget
we family.
Now.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely,
it's
cousin.
It's always a pleasure.
It's so
Chloe
much fun.
Bailey. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's here, the most star-studded black western ever made, The Harder They Fall, directed by James Samuel, alongside a killer soundtrack that features original songs by Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, and more. Watch now on Netflix and stream the soundtrack now on all platforms.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth. which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about a white man, a white gentleman that posted this on Instagram.
If you see my account, you'll know the stuff I like to talk about. A lot of sociology. In my experience, I have better conversations about that with Black women. Also, Black women don't have an issue with my friends. I've had multiple white girls be like, why do you hang out with so many Black people? That's because Black people don't ask me dumb questions like that. Also, I was a criminal for a long time. I think a lot of white girls like drug dealers because it's cool. White women will let you self-destruct. Black women seem to genuinely care and want me to do better. So I don't feel that comfortable around white people.
I love it. I think that is great. I think that improves race relations in America. You have that white man professing his love for Black women. And I think anytime we can bring each other together, it is a beautiful thing.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone line and see if we can get some.
Well, we're looking for white men who feel that same way.
Or white women.
And also white women who feel that way about Black men are Black women, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, this is David.
Hi, hey, David. How are you, sir? You like your coffee black, huh?
Good morning to everyone. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why?
Why? Well, Black women take care of their men better. My current wife, I've been married for 3 years. When I first met her, I didn't think I had a chance with her, but she saw potential in me, and she inspired me to do better. And I done better.
Yes,
I
will clean you up.
Did she clean me up? I mean, improve my credit score. We bought a house together. I got
wow.
Kids with her.
A Black woman improving a white man's credit score. Drop one of Clues Bombs for God. You hear me? Yeah. Only God in the form of a Black woman can do that.
She's showing the path to a better life.
My brother.
All right. Well, thank
Amen
you, man.
To that.
I'm
Amen
with
to
you,
that.
David. My brother, I'll stop you when you stop telling the truth. You ain't told a lie yet, David.
All right. Thank you, brother.
You know, we love a good fixer.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Angie. I'm from Queens.
Hey, Angie from Queens.
Now, Angie, you Black?
I'm white.
Oh. Well, that's that crowd. Oh, I hear Queens. Can't tell.
What part of Queens you from?
I'm from East Elmhurst, New York.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Howard Beach. All right, now, you like Black men only?
Yeah, I do. I feel like because I grew up in a predominantly Black and Hispanic neighborhood, I had all Black friends growing up. Like, I just never thought twice about it. That's what I'm attracted to. I've actually never even dated a white man before.
This is beautiful. We are bringing people together this morning. And I really feel like anytime, especially in these difficult times that we're in when it comes to race, we can bring people together. This is a beautiful thing. I am happy to hear this. These white people professing their love for their Black boos.
Hello, who's this?
Aaron.
Aaron, what's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
Aaron, all right, now, come on now. Slow it down.
You've been around Black people too long, Aaron. What's up, son?
What's up, fellas? No, he said fellas, because you can't say fellas. Where you from?
I think it's a generational thing. I'm originally from the West Coast, so we mix a little bit more over there. I know on the East Coast, you guys are a little bit more separate. But the thing is that my generation, I graduated in 90, I'm 48. I think my generation, it was taboo for so long that in my generation, the white girls were looking for Black guys and the white boys were looking for Black girls. And that's just how it was where I grew up.
Okay.
So you got a Black boo now?
I was married to a Black woman for a little bit, for a minute.
What happened? What did go wrong?
What happened? We just weren't compatible, but she was a good woman. I ain't got nothing negative to say about her.
So your next bae, you want her to be Black too?
So the last girl I was with was Afro-Peruvian. So she was like a unicorn. She was Latina and Black. So I was trying to get all
that's not a unicorn.
A unicorn is a lot.
Afro-Latinos out here. Hello?
Aaron?
Say, oh, man, I'm losing you guys.
No, we good. So,
yeah, but, right.
So you want a black woman, and that's beautiful because,
I don't discriminate. It's all pink in the middle, you know what I'm saying? But it's like.
All right, Aaron. All right.
Women are women.
Right. I think we lost you, Aaron. Right.
Why y'all hang up on all the man?
Right. All right.
All the man right. ain't tell a lie. It is all pink in the middle.
Hello, who's this?
Chris.
Chris, do you prefer black women, Chris, or black men?
Yeah, I prefer a black woman.
Okay, tell us why, Chris.
It just seems like they're more passionate. They're easier to talk to. I always kind of always prefer a black woman over white.
You got a girlfriend now, Black Bay?
Yeah, she's actually mixed, but yeah, she's black.
What's her name?
Marissa.
Profess your love for your queen right now, Chris. Let me hear it. And I need some passion.
Yeah, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. I love you, and I hope that we stay together and we can live this life thing out.
That is amazing, Chris. Right. Round of applause for Chris,
thank
man.
You, Chris.
This is beautiful. All these white people professing their love for their black women and black men. Amazing.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Yolanda.
Hey Yolanda. Now, are you prefer black men or black women?
I date both.
Now, what are you, Yolanda, first of all? What are you?
I am black.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay.
This defeats the purpose of the
white guy. He tends to focus a little bit more on me.
Yolanda, we don't want to hear this morning. You're messing up the groove. I'm sorry. We don't want to hear from you this morning, Yolanda.
Oh, wow.
All right? That was
you
not
hung
the
up
point.
On her?
That was not the point of this. We asked for white people to call up here and profess their love for black people. Okay? We'll do black women who love white men another time. All right? And it won't be next month.
That's next week. Hello, who's this?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, what are you, sir? Race-wise.
I'm a white male from London.
Oh, a white man from London.
Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you prefer black women or black men?
Yeah. Nah, women. Let's not go there.
I got to ask. I can't assume. But why?
There's no reason, really. I met my wife in college probably 10 years ago. Yeah, coming up to 10 years.
What HBCU did you go to, bloke?
I went to a small college in Kansas. It's the most country redneck town I've ever been to in my life.
And you met a beautiful black queen on that campus. What's her name?
Her name is Amber.
Tell me how y'all first grew in love, man. Tell me, my brother.
She turned around to me one day and said, "Hey, can you say hey baby?" Because obviously the accent, and then it just went from there.
Hey baby. Hey baby.
Yeah.
And you've been with baby ever since.
Yeah, she turned me into a better man though. I think the thing with black women that I've experienced, they put you in line, and men need that. Men need a strong woman to put you in line, and I appreciate her for that because she definitely made my life better.
That is very true. I appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate you for appreciating the queens.
No, I appreciate you guys for having me on here.
All right, thank you, brother.
All right, take it easy.
Say bye, baby.
All right, bye, baby.
What? Turned on. Bye, baby.
I mean, he is a white guy. He's interested in a black guy.
Bye,
okay.
baby.
All right.
Bye, baby.
What's wrong with you, yo? You kinky this morning, man. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is anytime you can improve race relations in America, you should. Especially because race relations are trash right now in America. I mean, they always have been, but, you know, they're really bad right now. And I love to hear white people professing their love for black folks.
All right, we got more. Don't move. It's the best of the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests with us today.
The host of the hottest podcast in the streets.
That's what. Oh, I like that. I like the introduction. I'm gonna slide a couple hundreds in your pocket at the table. You know what I'm saying?
Wallow, what
that's
up,
what's
fellas?
Up, man. We in here, man.
Yes, sir. What's happening, my brother?
Big announcement. We just want to put it out there, Charlamagne. Just told us he turned Crip. You know what I mean? Got the whole blue boy. You know what I mean? He doing him, though. He got to survive.
He neighborhood stupid.
You know what I mean? He neighborhood. You know what I mean? He got to survive, man. I like how you code switch. Wherever you at, you go through Chicago.
I'm not banging nothing.
Yes, he is.
No.
He always, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. My fault. I don't want the sponsors to hear that.
Now, Gilly made my hotel hot in Atlanta over the weekend, right? Last weekend. I was staying in the same hotel.
Envy was shooting dice over there.
I was in and out.
Oh, yeah.
Gilly had people coming to the hotel to play dice. We recorded so much. I was hiding in
he
that
said,
hotel.
No.
He was shooting dice. Envy hit a couple hot
there.
Numbers.
He
had a couple numbers.
Envy won $1,500 and rolled out.
Yeah, rolled out. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to throw me under the bus. Gilly made my hotel high. He started the day.
I saw you put that on video, Gilly. I was like, Gilly done seen worse than that in Philly.
That was a 5-star hotel.
No, not shooting dice at that. They ain't going for that in Philly. That's a really supposed to be a really nice hotel. So, but and then what's so crazy is that after I posted it, you know, it went crazy viral and all the hotel people thanked me.
Yo, Gilly
manager,
basically.
I got in the elevator. The manager stepped in the elevator with me and was like, thanks for making the hotel go viral. I was like, are they shooting dice?
They don't care.
You ain't jump in, Gilly?
Yeah, he jumped in.
See, all right.
He jumped in the game.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell the truth of how I really went. When the dice game first started off, I walked over there. What you is betting? Then I looked down and said, man, you is betting $400. You ain't betting no money. They all pulled their money out. We got it. It's here. Don't get it f***ed up. I riled them up. Mm-hmm. And then walked off and did the video. I came downstairs. So when they see me the next day, they told me, you rotten motherfucker. You was in the dice game.
Do you miss the artist part of the game? Like the being a rapper performing in city to city? Do you miss that part of the industry?
I do, but I don't.
It ain't too much to miss. And he wasn't like he was nobody in the game. You talking about, do he miss it? Somebody like a big artist like Wayne or... So you ask them artists. You don't ask no...
Let me tell you something, Envy.
When did you do a show? When did you see a Big Bill? He didn't do hot summer jam. He didn't do no big joints.
And you hosting karaoke night.
You ain't see him at the BET Awards. You ain't see him at none of the big shows.
I did Soul Train.
They was taking people after a while. They was taking anybody after a while.
You don't know.
The label got you on Soul Train. Don Cornelius and say, we want Gilly on there. No, why would he know you?
Because you talking
why would
about
Don Cornelius know you?
The same way
you ain't had no soul.
You.
He's a loser. He's a loser.
The same way the war.
There's no way in the world. Listen, it's no way in the world. I'm booking him for a show.
First of all, he mad because he started the group. And then you got caught. I didn't get caught.
No, I was his manager.
You started Major Figure as well?
Yeah, I took him to. He didn't know what was going on.
No.
I signed him under his first contract.
No, I wasn't a rapper. He was a rapper.
Oh,
he
I know
grew
he
up
rap.
A rapper. He went through all the phases. He went through the bumps, kickity, bumps, kickity, bum, bum.
No, I'm a rap historian. I am a rap. Yeah, I take pride of that. I take pride of that. I was a hype man and all. I went through the phases of rap. I was a hype man and everything.
He started off a hype man. A hype and another n***a's joined up. Throw your hands in the air.
No.
I looked at him like he was my nut-ass cousin. Like, I'm not doing that shit.
Listen, I signed him to his first contract, though.
You got the slickest mouthpiece in the hood. I know you can rap. Then I started rapping. I was better than him.
He wasn't better than me.
He wanted to back my play because I was better than him.
I was his first manager.
I was my assistant.
I was your manager.
Get my tape.
Out of here. I was your manager.
Run around past my tape.
I was his first manager. He's a nut ass. I was his first manager.
Let me just say this, too, because we be on the phone. We bust it up with Char, but Wallo bust it up a lot more. And on the way up here, he just said some shit that threw me off.
Like, what'd he say, Gilly?
We riding up here. And
he ready to lie on me.
And he was like, when we get in there, I'm sitting next to Charlamagne.
Like, I ain't tell you that. He's like, we in there.
And he definitely did.
Not for nothing. When you walked in, he cut you off and sat right in that seat.
Listen, no. I just had to look at him.
This is my guy,
though. That's my brother, man. Both of y'all. I love y'all, man.
I'm thinking to my mother, did you just claim that as a Sally?
He just went. He want a group hug. He really want a group hug. That's all this about. Like,
he just put me in a cell with Envy. I'm sitting next to Charlamagne. All right, me and Envy cellies. All right.
I didn't say that, though. You lying. You lying.
Like, you came out of nowhere.
He's lying on me. I'm going
to
say.
When we get in there, I'm sitting next to
Charlamagne. I believe Gilly.
Damn, you guys.
No, hold on. Angela, what really threw me off is he shortened the nigga name up. I'm sitting next to Char.
I ain't never call that nigga no Char. I call that nigga C.
Char.
I ain't never do that. You lying on me now.
I said, man, you got that. I just went back to sleep.
All right, we got more with Wallo and Gilly the King when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Wallo and Gilly the King. $1 million worth of game, Charlamagne.
Gilly, you was one of them. You know, I was listening to it this weekend when you was on QDZ show. and Beanie Siegel called in.
you just went in the Groovy Mars show.
That shit was so classic.
You called him Shari.
You
don't
like that. Me hyping you up.
You be hating.
Yeah, yeah. No. What happened? Explain what happened.
Oh, you never heard that? Oh, you got to add that, man.
State your name, gangster.
Come on, man. Y'all know who this is, man. Y'all can't be serious, man.
We serious, dog. You can't stop nothing over here, huh? You think you can stop us? Be real with yourself, dog. We men. We all know each other.
Man.
We men.
Titter, I know you ain't talking, Titter.
I'm talking.
Hey.
We put money up for hours.
Straight out at your boy. What's up, Rock? What you want to do, man? You all daddy up and wiggled out. What's up?
I don't even know what they was beefing over, but
they had
Gilly
a misunderstanding,
was screaming
man.
On Beanie, and then Beanie called in screaming on Gilly. That sounded like them was going to shoot each other out as soon as the interview was over.
Gilly beefed with a damn near everybody in the industry at one point.
And then I went down a whole rabbit hole, and they was like, Gilly and Beanie got into a fight, and yada, yada,
Gilly
yada.
Said, Beanie like, sucker punched Gilly.
Lying.
I'm just saying, sucker punch you. You caught yourself.
Don't put
baby
that
there.
On my name.
Baby was there. He said,
as you I called that. No, that was a rumor too on the line.
No,
that's
it true. Wasn't no f-ing rumor. He got
All Star Weekend.
Beans.
Hey, ask Beanie what happened.
Beans, sucker punch you. Baby was there. My man, number one stunner was there.
You know how you know that ain't the truth? Because me and Beanie Siegel cooled to this day.
Yeah, I saw those. I watched those videos too.
Don't put I'm no smoke on my name because you're going to have me tell what really happened up here.
I want to add to it, but that's another story.
But see, and it was different with y'all back then because there was always a chance that it could get physical or turn into some street
all day long.
Absolutely. It did turn into some street shit. It did. And, you know, Spade went to jail. It got real serious. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why I don't even talk on that situation because somebody from our camp went to jail for murder, somebody lost their life. And what's so crazy is that, you know, we was beefing with Beans and Freeway and State Property and a lot of shit went down. And then you look up 20 years later and these dudes are my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Because we grew up and we understood that shit we was going through, that shit didn't even make no sense. That shit wasn't even that deep.
But when did y'all realize that? Because you beef with them and you beef with Joe. You beef with so many different people. When do you realize that?
Let me just say this about Joe. He didn't beef with Joe. Beef is when somebody get killed or shot.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Joe had a misunderstanding. But we straightened that out.
But you say, okay, Gilly beef with everybody. The State Property situation. Gilly was home minding his business. Gilly get a call. Turn the radio on. They on the radio rapping about us, coming at us. Wayne dissed me. Wayne put out a song called Problem Solver. Gilly, you don't want to f*** with me, they're gonna be.
Gilly, man, I don't think you should really cover me. The gun off me urgently, working it, twerking it perfectly.
See, one thing about me, I never start no s***. But if you f*** with me, then you just know I'm coming. I ain't never start nothing with nobody. Now, I might talk a little shit to Baby from time to time, but that's because I was around and I seen how he did.
How serious are y'all about Wallo trying to get your masters back from Baby?
That's it.
Really on your masters?
No, Baby really. I talked to Baby. Baby said, Wallo, listen, whoa. He said, whoa, listen, whoa. He said, your cousin, I lost money with him.
Yeah.
I said, well, how can we straighten this out? He said, man, he be talking crazy. I said, cuz. Yeah, I got a video from Gil apologizing to Baby, and I sent it to him. So right now the lawyers is talking, so it ain't going to be that long. I'm going to get
he
his
really
master.
On your masters?
Yeah, he own his masters.
Let me tell you how I really want
he was on Cash Money Record. He on everybody masters.
He said, Baby, how can I get my cousin masters back? He said, give me a kiss.
Get the f*** out of here. Get the f*** out of here. You seen that picture of him kissing me, but that's the whole twist, though. But at the end of the day, He owned his master, so I'm negotiating. It is not like it's worth something, but I want to just give him to him and say, here go your master.
Yeah. I wonder how you and Beanie did get on good terms, though, because you talked about people going to jail, people getting killed, right? And people gave Jeezy so much flack for squashing it with Gucci. And it's just like, man, why can't you be bigger than the bull sometimes?
No. I'm just...
You think it's two different situations, and
explain
why.
You said somebody got killed?
Everybody's situation is different.
I think everybody.
We can't even talk on that because that's things we don't even know the particulars.
Are you saying that because they continued even during the verses? It was still.
No, I'm just gonna be quiet. I'm just.
You're never
quiet. Like, I want to speak on that.
Everybody say they grow up, but if you send some niggas to my crib to dust me off,
how you gonna feel?
I don't care. 40 years go by, we smoking Ronnie G. Ronnie G
Calm
came
down,
to dust
Wallo.
Me off, man.
No, I'm not counting.
Take me away from my family, man. It could be, what if Ronnie G would have gotten me?
So you can't.
So now
that,
20
you can't,
years later.
That's personal.
He tried to dust me off. I dusted Ronnie G off in the process. I don't know how everybody else feels, but 20 years later, we smoking Ronnie G.
I agree. I see what you're saying, but at some point, don't you got to let go of that trauma, though?
Not when he tried to come dust me off, take me away from my kids.
Because what if he wins? What if he did get him out of the way?
Because
I don't know. You know what I mean? That's different.
It actually went down. Like, boo-bah, 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 boo-bah. Yeah, they could have returned fire. They could have killed my kids in
but
here.
But that's the, everybody got a different way to approach.
They could have dusted everybody off in the house. Mm-hmm. So now, because I was on point, and caught you slipping like a bad transmission, laid you down like baby hairs, had to go to jail, I think, fight the case and all that, if I'm not mistaken, lose years of my life, money, and I'm supposed to feel sorry. I'm just saying, that's just the way I think.
I get it. I told you.
I would have been smoking on Ronnie G in there, too.
I'm going to say this, though.
You never let it go, Gilly?
I would how you let it go, somebody tried to dust you off.
Yeah.
The difference between you losing your life and you living is like this, man. When I'm hot, I don't know if y'all ever been shot before.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Oh, okay, I've been shot before. So this is this close. The bullet could have went this much closer. Mm-hmm. I could have been done. Now my kid's growing up without a father.
Yeah.
We smoking Ronnie G forever. So I'm just a petty nigga.
So how did you squash it with Beanie?
I'm just saying, we didn't lose nobody.
Oh, your side did?
No.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, it wasn't that hard for us to squash it. See, it gets personal for me because they tried to kill me. How you ever get over somebody coming to your house and trying to dust you off? No.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Gilly the King and Wallow. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Gilly the King and Wallow, $1 million worth of game podcast. Charlamagne?
What's some shit y'all learned about each other on the podcast? Because like you said, Wallow was gone for 20. Even
no, we deal with each other every day. He's okay. Like, this is like my girlfriend. Like, I'm not going to say my girlfriend. But like,
oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean to say that. But like, right. he's like the nagging woman that's
wait,
in, like,
that
nagging.
Right.
I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry, guys. But he just be nagging me all day. You know what I mean? He's like a woman. All day.
Y'all ain't learned nothing new about each other?
No.
Doing the podcast?
He's still a loser. He's
spicy as a motherfucker.
The loser.
He's so spicy.
See, everybody else go for that.
It's my girlfriend.
This dude.
I
didn't mean to say it like that.
I didn't mean to say that.
I was saying it like you just like a nagging, like a woman that always nagging somebody. Because all he do is nag all day.
I don't pay no attention. 20 years in jail, you never call a guy your girlfriend.
I'm comfortable with my identity and who I am. I'm cool. I'm not. Ain't nothing wrong with me.
Congrats on the engagement too, Wallow.
Oh yeah, man. I changed my life.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, see. Girlfriend,
yeah, that's it's a great thing, man.
Now, Gilly, were you really about to sign the Rockefeller? I saw you say that the other day.
Yeah.
Like, how close was it?
Jay-Z.
No, we had a
Jay-Z told him get the fuck out of here.
No. No, let's be for real.
What did Jay really tell you though?
All right. Initially, Bean signed a Rockefeller. Then Major Figures was supposed to sign the Rockefeller. By the time they came back with the deal for Major Figures, I had already signed with Suave House. Then Dutch and Spade went over here to Unattainment. Lava went down here with Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jay wanted the group. So then when they came at us with the contract, it was like, I'm an independent. I'm a solo artist. I get 15 points, a bump at gold, a bump at platinum. There's 7 people in this group, man. We got 12 points, man.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to sell a quadrillion records to make some goddamn money, man. So I turned the deal down.
Mm-hmm. And what Jay told you?
Then they went out and got State Property.
Mm-hmm. No, but what the
fuck? This is before State Property.
No, yeah.
Hold Envy. But what did Jay-Z tell you after you turned it down? And did he stand on what he said?
Man, let's just say the black ball's real, man.
What did Jay-Z tell you, though? What did Hov tell you? God MC. What did he tell you?
Shout out to Hov, man.
Jay blackballed you in the industry back then?
Hov told him, I'm going to make it hard for you. It's going to be hard for you.
Damn.
He said that? What you bitching now?
Did you feel those effects? Did you feel that the black ball?
Man, everybody know. Come on, man. Because you know I've went through the system. You got the text messages. Don't play this.
Hov told the
you got the text messages.
He was scared.
First of all,
he scared
DJ
Hov.
First of all, DJ Drama already said what it was.
Yeah, I know Lil Wayne put that whammy on
you. You know, Cash Money did it to me. But, man, at the end of the day, man, you look up 20 years later, me can't blackball God.
I always played you on my mixtapes, though. We always had a great relationship.
You played me until the text came through. Oh, that is not good.
Jay Icy.
Well, maybe he meant it in, like, a friendly competition way. Like, yeah. All right, you know, you're going to sign the Suave House, but we're going to make it hard for you.
No, Yeah,
I think that might have been, like, some friendly competition. Like,
how did you feel when he told you
Because I'm going to go grab these other boys.
I was a young nigga in the game. I didn't know Jay was about to be the next biggest nigga for 20 years. So I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all ever spoke after that?
Yeah. When I was signing Cash Money, we went to the studio one day. And I knew I was supposed to stay on the bus. Because Baby told me to stay on the bus.
Baby told me.
Baby told you to stay on the bus.
Thank you.
Yeah. I told you, my man Baby, because
they knew
was
I had
running this cat.
They knew I had an issue with them before.
You ain't had no issue with nobody.
Beans was on Cash Money.
Was on
Rockefeller. Okay.
Baby said, keep your ass on the bus.
Oh, okay. That was during the beef.
Yeah.
Keep your butt on the bus.
So Baby was like, yo, you might want to, you know what I mean? And I was like, no.
And you got off the bus.
I went in the studio. He was like, wow, what's going on in here? Basically, he was talking about me being in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Well, we got to give Gilly some therapy, man.
Yeah, he been through a lot of shit.
The industry f***ed me over, man.
Listen, the industry f***ed
me, man.
Listen, there's no bullshit.
This is the best advice I can give you, young
Put
man.
Him through the
ring. Watch who you offend on the way up, man. Because the calls that go down behind closed doors that you would never know about, it can't fuck your life up, but it definitely will put your shit to a halt, man. Mm. And let me tell you something about a lot of these artists, the big name artists with money, man. These niggas is bitch ass niggas, man. Because one thing about me, man, I would never stop no nigga from trying to eat, man. I don't give a what me and you go through out here. I don't give a if we beefing in the streets. I don't give a if we had to shoot at each other. I don't give a what we going through out here. I ain't gonna never try to stop no nigga from getting no money. So all the youth out there, watch who you offend on the way up. Because these are some hoes, man.
And they're extremely sensitive.
I'm not specifically talking about Jay-Z. And I'm talking about the industry, period, man. The biggest thing I've learned from being in this industry is these ain't who they say they is.
Have you ever gone back and double back and did business with people who back then, because like you said, you know, it was when you was coming up. Have you ever gone back and done business?
I mean, if they want to sock it to my pocket like a rocket. But one thing I know about these don't do business. I had a that's worth damn near $1 billion. I ain't even gonna say his name. This called me months back. I'm sitting in the bed with my wife. They called me and say, man, you're killing it out here, man. You're doing your thing, man. We gotta figure out a way we can get some money together, man. Okay, cool. But I like to work on a barter system.
We don't do no barter, no.
What are you talking about, man?
Out of here.
I'm 44 years old.
We don't do that.
My phone.
We don't do that.
You think I'm hyped because you calling me? You ain't who you used to be.
Who was
I don't know. No,
we ain't
cool.
Gonna get into that.
I don't work on no barter system.
Used to be talking about barter.
I work on the socket to my pocket like a rocket system.
Every
nigga.
Time it come to the culture, niggas want to scream,
right.
Oh, the culture, culture.
All the niggas that called us, I see what you doing.
That's all they was talking.
I love what you doing. Hold on, I'm going to see if I can make something happen for you. Huh. I tell you what them white folks did. Cha-ching.
So what if they got y'all an invitation to
Let
the
Let me tell you something. The realest nigga in the game is in the room right now. Charlamagne.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to second that. And I'm going to second that.
He the only
that.
One to share the motherfucking plugs and the connection, nigga. You want to eat with a nigga, you want to compete with a nigga. And we don't want to compete with nobody. Yeah. We only in our own lane. We don't care about how much money Charlamagne make, Joe Buttons, Ronnie JoJo, Ronnie Race Car,
Delaware
Donnie. We don't count no nigga's pockets, man. We hope Charlamagne go up to $500 million. DJ Envy
we need
get a trillion dollars in real estate.
Up to that.
Yeah, you need to start sharing some of them houses with me, too.
We need to answer your phone. How about that? How
okay,
about that?
Yeah, I like that.
How about that? Yes, I called you and then I
like
and
then
I
went
out the wallow
him and Caesar. Him and Caesar. He DMing. How you DMing?
Here
we got the plug.
You get a call. You ain't call my phone.
I called your phone and I DM'd you and I ran him a while at the
hotel. Yeah. Him, huh? You just said when you run down on
I was like, yo, you gotta draw my phone, my call.
Listen, no,
you
talking about DM. But I'm gonna say this though. Charlamagne, we gotta salute you. Get your flowers now because
right.
I'm telling you, bro. This be so fake. It was so many people. Oh, I like the part. Y'all killing them. Y'all killing them. Listen,
I'ma
man.
You in with this
Listen,
person.
Man. None of these boys called talking no money.
Never.
We talked when the other people called. Tell me what you want. Just tell me a number. Tell me the numbers. I said I don't talk like that. My lawyer deal. I call you back. Click. every time we talk to them. Mm-hmm. But every time the brother, let's get together. Don't call us about no champagne. Don't call us about no clothes. No, don't call us about lunches. Don't call us about
lunches.
If it ain't no brunch. If dinner. It ain't no if it ain't no if it ain't no budget. So, don't call us.
So y'all not going to the Roc Nation brunch?
Hold up. I do want to take a picture with Jay-Z. I gotta send it back to the homies. Gil, you gotta take one. I gotta send it back to the homies in jail. You know how major it is on the cell block? Wallow out there with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I gotta write a caption. I just gotta do it one time. Everybody else in the game wrote
it. Wait, okay, hold on. Let me ask you a question. What picture is bigger to you, Jay-Z or Baby?
I can't let Baby hear me say this. Your contract might be messed up. So can I not comment on that? Because if I go the wrong way, I might can't get your masters back.
We get away from home, though.
We love Hov.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. Even when we was doing business with them niggas, Hov was always the cool nigga. You know, Dame was the nigga that was a little, he just rubbed you the wrong way, like.
Mm. I f*** with Dame too.
Use a coaster. You f*** whatever anybody's in your coaster.
Use a goddamn lie. You're
just saying, like.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Gilly the King and Wallow. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Usually this is where we do rumors, but we still have Gilly the King and Wallow here. $1 million worth of game. This is very interesting. Jay-Z or Drake? This is a conversation everybody's been having.
They had that with Flex on. That was a good one.
Jay-Z or Drake?
First of all, I'm just say this. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Drake fan. I've never in my life gotten a car and threw Drake on. That's the God honest truth. You know what I'm saying?
I like him when he raps. I don't like all that singing.
Lemon
Pepper Freestyle? He was spitting on there. He was spitting balls
on
there.
I didn't hear it.
It's all subjective
to all day, every f***ing day, Jay-Z, man. What the f*** is we talking about?
I don't understand.
What is we talking about?
We grow. We older, though. So
I understand we older.
Drake, R&B singer.
Like, what is we talking about?
We gonna say who better, Chris Brown or Jay-Z?
Like, what the f*** is we talking about?
It's not the same, man.
It is.
These kids love Drake.
No.
He is.
And he rap, though.
No.
Because listen, Drake is the greatest of his time. That don't mean I have to listen to you. Jay-Z was the greatest of our time. He only sold 2-3 million records every time he came out. So everybody wasn't listening to him. All I'm saying is Drake say a lot of light skin.
Oh boy.
That nigga that you love so
that.
Bad.
So you listen to him.
Who's going to tell a girl, that nigga that you
that's
love
hating
so
bad.
What were you talking?
Yeah, that was me.
I'm going to say stuff like that. FYI, guys say stuff like that all the time.
I know you think about the times we've had.
No, she's not. You just said she let us. What are you talking?
I'm just saying you could do better. Wait, Annie, you think your woman can't do better than you, Envy? You think my woman can't do better than me? Here's what. Nope. Yes, she can.
No, she can.
That's why y'all do side. That's why you do side Sundays.
You gotta do them.
Right. I'm only gonna hate only if you make me. How you gonna make me hate? Can't nobody make me hate.
It's deep.
Yo, Baka gonna dish you, yo.
I'm just telling the truth.
Baka.
I don't care about Baka. Who is Chewbacca? When the song was
Baka or Clue?
DJ, oh, Clue would go ahead. You got
I just was talking to Clue the other
just
day.
Just mixtape. We talking about just straight mixtape.
Drama.
You're the perfect one. Because you're from the era.
Drama.
Why?
I agree.
Because Drama had a little longer run.
And he had a bigger brand. Gangsta had a bigger brand.
Drama kept his name the same the whole time.
No.
Clue did Professional 1 through 108. It would be the same brand.
But what I'm saying is Clue set the stage for Drama.
He did, absolutely.
I'm going to say that.
I agree with that.
But when Drama dropped that Gangsta Grill shit, like, everybody that Drama dealt with on that Gangsta Grill shit, at one point in time, that shit took off.
Yep.
From the Jeezys to the T.I.s to the Wayne's to the you name it.
But they was out already, though.
Yeah, but that it took them, it propelled them.
Clue broke Fab and Mace and the Locks, that people that nobody
heard. I'm saying,
Drama outbreak Jeezy.
Hold on, yes, Clue.
Jeezy was
out. But I'm saying Clue. I'm saying Clue.
Yeah.
I'm saying Clue.
Trapper Die was what put Jeezy on the map.
I understand, right. But I'm saying Clue because I was in jail. And before I went to jail, Clue had this shit. He did shit the dudes wasn't doing.
I think Clue
and Drama, my man.
DJ Drama had the biggest series because nothing was bigger than Gangsta Grill.
No.
And Clue broke Envy.
Huh? He broke Envy. But
Clue broke Envy.
Drama said Wayne like up to be a superstar.
Yeah.
Because after Gilly stopped writing for Wayne, then Wayne started heating up again through those mixtapes.
Do you believe Gil wrote for Wayne?
Not really.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
I would never know Gilly to be a liar.
You with me, though. I don't think he wrote for him.
So let's ask, Gilly, did you write
for
Lil Wayne?
Why were you lying about it, though?
Just clear it up right now. Did you write for Lil Wayne?
Nah, I ain't never. Not one bar.
I'm tired of this conversation.
Gilly kind of the original Quentin Miller, man. Because he helped people, but then he got the short end of the stick.
Let's just go into all the shit that I said in the freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me one lie. You're four albums in and ain't received a publishing check.
What do that got to do
with somebody? That was in 2004. Wayne was just suing Baby for $52 million in 2017, right? Mm-hmm. Bro, one thing I don't do, man, I don't do no faking or no fraud.
He told Wayne about what a publishing check was. He didn't know.
Motherfucker said, man, I just know if I go gold, I get gold money. If I go platinum, I get platinum money.
Go what?
He came down there and f***ed the whole system up.
So it was you that f***ed up Cash Money.
Yeah, he told me.
What? I got around and started finding out. Wait, hold on. This is on the label and the is your manager? Yeah, that's a conflict of interest. I don't know about no conflict of interest. I just know, okay, yeah. I just know you're getting f***ed.
So why you end up beefing then if you was putting in the game?
I have no idea why we ended up.
So do you respect an artist like Drake or an artist like Wayne who doesn't necessarily always write his own rap?
Let me just tell you something, man. Music is about going in the studio, having fun, expressing yourself. Sometimes there's one person in there. Sometimes there's three persons in there. Sometimes there's five people in there.
Like, people keep fronting. Like, a lot of these great, some of our greatest artists, they didn't have people that write it for them. We the only genre of music that's so worried about that. Everybody else, most of their hits, they ain't even write.
That's why rappers be having a limited shelf. Like,
we have a limited, like, yeah.
Guess who don't care that Drake ain't write that music?
The consumers?
Huh? It's the woman that's going to suck his dick at the end of the night. They ain't sucking Quentin Miller We going to suck Drake balls out his dick and spit them down at the end of the bed. Not Quentin Miller. Quentin who?
Man, listen. Somebody going to edit that from Drake's team.
I know. It did sound crazy.
No music, no talking. Exactly. He just said it clearly.
We going to suck Drake
No, them bitches is.
As long as we get paid.
No, you didn't put the bitches.
As long as you get paid.
I said they gonna suck Drake.
No, you didn't. We said we, man.
I ain't say no we.
You did say we.
We gonna suck Drake balls out his and spit them down at the end of the bed.
Oh my God. Oh, not me. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
If anybody gonna get Drake nuts,
that ain't this him. I ain't got nothing to do with that. This boy is spicy right here, man.
If anybody gonna get Drake nuts, you know who's going.
I'm gonna say this though.
Oh man, Gillian Wilde gotta be on TV, man.
Hold on, listen. There's some happening. But I want to say this though. I got these books I brought for y'all. These for you right here, my brother. I'm gonna get this. What's name? They got.
I actually already ordered them.
Listen, they got. Hold up. They got glass around the joint.
Keep giving you the books.
This is like a prison visit. Like we up here. Look. You see this? This like a prison visit.
When you coming home?
Yo, what's up? Well, listen, man. Everybody that's out there, right? Go ahead, zoom in on these. Part one, part two, part three. This is your daily push. Wallow 267 Life, the mind of Wallow 267 1, 2, and 3. You can check it out on wallow267.com. Go out there, show me some love. Got some merch on there too, some other things. You can also go on OnlyFans. Gil got an OnlyFans. He got a feet page. He's dipping his feet in all type of desserts and all type of dressings. Like OnlyFans.com/Gil. You can find all types of stuff over there.
I saw y'all coaching with Dion the other day too. Oh yeah, at Jackson State.
I gave him some of my plays, man.
Y'all got Dion on Barstool, right?
Yeah. We went. You know what I mean? That's our guy.
When you pass the connects off, you opened our minds up. They're like, damn, all the don't hold on to the connects. So,
and you helped a lot of people too.
Pass them on too.
This boy right here, Black Effect, is doing some great things. I want to give a shout out to him. I got to get his brother's flowers right now. Earn Your Leisure, Big Fact Podcast, 85 South.
My guys.
What's the name? What's my girl name? She funny.
Just hilarious.
You got everybody over there. You're building an empire.
We doing all right. We doing okay.
No, y'all not doing it. All right, you trying to downplay. Matt Barnes and them over there.
My guys.
Everybody's over there.
I'm happy to be working for all of those individuals.
Listen, yes.
You're getting all that money.
Yes.
We getting money.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I just tried to throw your back out there because you put my out there.
Yeah.
We appreciate you brothers for joining us.
No, man, these boys, man.
Y'all see Wallow and Gilly on TV soon, though.
Oh, y'all will.
It's coming.
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, don't say nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm not saying nothing.
Gilly Wallow.
Appreciate y'all,
listen,
man.
We appreciate y'all, man. The Breakfast Club do not have breakfast here. So if you come here, don't look for nothing to eat. They will starve you in this joint.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. For nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com to get a hassle-free quote today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to officers at the Oklahoma County Jail. The officers' names are Sheriff Tommy Johnson III, who else is named in this lawsuit? The Board of County Commissioners, the Jail Trust, and two former jail officers. Now, they are being sued because they are being accused of failing to adequately train and supervise its officers. Now, these officers have a history of mistreatment, well known to supervisors, but no actions were taken to stop them. Now, inmates at the jail in Oklahoma say they were subjected to cruel and inhumane punishment. A federal civil rights lawsuit alleges excessive force, describing the discipline tactics as torture events. Oh, it's hard to even talk about. Look, it's no secret. We've seen people, especially Black people and brown people, people of color, tortured in these jail cells. I think of what happened to Jamal Sutherland in the Charleston County Jail. I think about Daggett County jails in Utah some years ago and how the Utah Department of Corrections settled lawsuits with former prisoners because one of the former guards, Joshua Cox, according to lawsuits, required prisoners to submit to being shocked and bitten by attack dogs in order to keep their jobs working outside the prison fences. Sometimes they would abuse inmates if they simply wanted to return to their cells. Cox would taunt the prisoners, calling them the B word and the P word. They would wrestle with them and choke them out. Just inhumane conditions all across the board. And the same thing is happening at the Oklahoma County Jail. In fact, what these inmates at the Oklahoma County Jail had to endure, no human should have to endure. If you're easily triggered, take a deep breath. Don't let the trauma these inmates experience sit in your body too long. Another deep breath through the nose. Inhale out the mouth. And let's go to KFOR NBC4 for the report, please.
Three former inmates have filed a federal lawsuit saying they were forced to listen to Baby Shark at the Oklahoma County Jail. You know the song? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Civil rights liars. Filed the lawsuit this week against the Oklahoma County Commissioner, Sheriff Tommy Johnson, the jail trust, and two former jailers. Attorneys described the discipline tactics as torture. A criminal investigation last year determined four inmates were subjected to the Baby Shark song in an attorney visitation room in November and December.
These officers forced inmates, forced an inmate in particular named Joseph Mitchell into a standing stretch position for 3 to 4 hours while handcuffed behind his back, and then played Baby Shark on loop. Made him listen to the song over and over while physically restrained in the attorney visitation room. These people are evil, man. Cruel is not a strong enough word to describe what these folks have done. I realized this morning that I have PTSD because of Baby Shark. See, Baby Shark tortures parents when we willingly let our kids listen to it. At some point, you have to turn it off. Do you know how much I heard my second oldest, who's now 6, lean into that damn machine? What's that machine? You said Google. What's that thing called? The Google Play? That's what it's called?
Alexa?
Sorry. No, it wasn't Alexa. Was it? I don't know. They just lean into it and say, Google, play Baby Shark. Okay? Like, oh. And me being prepared to listen to it, you know, I already knew it was going to be stressful. So imagine being forced. There is nothing more terrifying than hearing this as a parent. Listen, play it, play. Oh, stop. Just listening to that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You just knew it was about to be coming. And listening to it over and over and over again. Red, let it ride one time for the one time. Oh. One time.
Mommy shark.
It's slap at first, man. You first need to do slap.
Slap.
Shark. It's all part.
Daddy shark.
All right now.
Nope.
Now it's getting little.
Family ain't getting no smaller.
Oh,
now imagine being a house of 6. We a house of 6 now.
All right,
so everybody got to get a turn.
Oh, my goodness.
Mama shark, daddy shark, oldest daughter shark, second daughter shark, third daughter shark. Now it's the fourth daughter shark.
Oh, my goodness.
See? Big ass family.
All right. You can stop it.
Nope. Stop it.
No.
Come on. Nope. How long has it been, Ray? It hasn't even been a minute, 30 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
So imagine 3 to 4 hours of this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. See? Oh, my God.
All right.
Is this not cruel and unusual punishment? Please give these officers at the Oklahoma County Jail the biggest hee-haw. Jesus Christ, 3 to 4 hours?
They did that in A Clockwork Orange. Did you see that movie?
I don't even know
with
what that
Beethoven?
Is.
Yep. That was kind of the rehab they did to him in A Clockwork Orange. Goodness.
What, made him listen to Baby Shark?
They made him listen to Beethoven over and over and over again. So whenever he was, you got to see it. It's,
that?
Yeah, he ended up.
That and Let It Go.
It's definitely torture.
Your kids don't listen to Let It Go?
Not no more.
Oh, my gosh.
But Let It Go ain't one of them songs that you're going to play over and over.
No,
and over
my
and
kids
over.
Play it over and over
really?
And over. And they got the little Let It Go karaoke pocketbook thing where they sing into it. Oh, my gosh. I might have threw that out the window one day. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
You don't sing that. You just doesn't sound right when you sing it.
I do sing it. I have no choice. I know it by heart.
All right.
Jesus.
All right. Where you want to go from here?
I have no idea. Whatever you do, just let it go.
What?
Okay.
Everything that come out my motherfucking mouth is hard.
All right.
That's Shoot. The greatest line of all time.
All right, well, don't move. Happy holidays. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Michael Blackson.
What's up, mother sucker?
What's happening, my brother?
I'm doing good, man.
Now, he was f***ing me because of my Milwaukee Bucks jersey.
This nigga is a Bucks fan today.
Yeah, he's a Bucks fan.
I'm not a Bucks fan. I'm a fan of the city because Milwaukee is the first city to ever syndicate this ghetto-ass show called The Breakfast Club.
Keep listening. And we're ours.
And this jersey is Chris Middleton. He's from Charleston, South Carolina.
And you just found that out.
No, I've been through that.
Out.
No,
I've been through that. This is the first time I heard him say it.
That's a
exactly.
lie.
Exactly.
They say this all the time. I told them this when they busted the Brooklyn Nets ass. I told him Chris Middleton was from the 843 Portugal High School.
All the ugly n****s are from South Carolina. That's an ugly Chris Middleton, you got too much money. Fix your f***ing teeth, my n***a, okay? You don't have any dental plan in South Carolina? Is any dentist know. Within 3,000 miles of the city? Fix your f***ing mouth, n***a. You're a champion.
Michael Blackson, though.
How was Vegas?
Vegas was good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was there. I went and checked out my boy, Dave Chappelle. They had a big concert there.
Mm-hmm.
Him and who's that? Joe Rogan. And it was a good show. Great show.
Did you come out?
I just wanted to just support and just check them out. Holler at Dave. He has some idea for some stupid movie he want me to do with him.
Why you call it stupid?
Because he says the movie's going to be called African Movies. You know, because you watch these African movies, they look so over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
So he said, let's do this over-exaggerated movie. And he showed me a little clip of what the idea was. It's a clip about this one gunshot. This guy gets shot. The bullet's coming at him, and then he ducks. It's a stupid-ass movie.
Was he serious, or he was just
serious,
with you?
But it's going to be comedy. It's called African Movie. Meaning African movies are Muslim look stupid.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Not like Wakanda-type African movie. More like it's stupid.
You going to do it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anything with Dave.
So you just called it stupid. Yeah, you said you
would anything
do.
Dave touches, yeah, I'm going to do that stupid-ass movie.
You don't think they'll be mad at you, though? They'll be like, oh, you're reinforcing negative stereotypes of Africans?
Comedy. You could do whatever when it has to do with comedy.
I don't even know what that means no more, Mike. I'm going to be honest with you. I know what I find funny and I laugh at, and I agree with you, things are just comedy. But people like y'all can't be comedians no more.
I never stopped being a comedian.
That's true.
You go too far sometimes, so I know people gotta get mad at you.
You see what I'm saying? You see what he just said?
No,
you go too far.
Today's day, I know he was.
But look at the crazy shit that's going on. The girl is pregnant. The girl that like what's
Young M.A.
Young M.A. is pregnant. But you know what she's pregnant about? I think she's pregnant by Lil Nas X. Listen to me, motherfucker. Okay.
First of all, she's not even pregnant.
She's not pregnant?
No,
she got somebody pregnant.
She said that she was, it was an interview where she said, they asked her, does she want to have kids one day? She said yes. And she said, clearly it means my girl would be pregnant, not me.
Oh, I think she got pregnant. I did a lesbian once. It didn't work. But she started to suck my like she eat. I was like, bitch, put my legs down, motherfucker. I'm a grown.
Well, what's the difference? How do you suck a like
get my leg behind my head.
Yeah, how do you suck like you eat?
When she tried to put your.
Okay.
I never get my ass. Well, many years ago when I was married, it's long. I was young. I got married at a very young age. My wife was a freak. Yeah, but no, I don't get my ass anymore.
But you have though.
Yeah, I was young. I didn't know what she was doing.
I didn't know what she was doing.
I thought she was going to suck
you
my.
How do you know what's happening?
Unless you know her tongue in my like, bitch. No, don't do that.
Did you stop her?
Yeah, I just stopped.
You said no after. And let me ask you, so you can put your feet behind your head?
No, I cannot.
No, I thought you just said you did it.
No. I'm just saying the lesbian chick tried to put my leg behind my head.
People were mad at you.
They always mad at him.
They are.
When you were home, I guess you posted a picture of your home in Africa.
Yeah.
And I guess when you came out the crib, they noticed that your home was the only home like that in the area.
I've been looking for a house back home because I'm building a school in Ghana. So
you building a school for
building a school in the valley. My mother
Wow.
Yeah,
it's about 30%.
Thank you very
much.
That's
exciting.
And I'm building a school in my mother's village, which is about 2-3 hours away from the city. And the village is a little tougher because the kids out there, they have to drive or get a long way to get to school. And most of the time, the government school, which is considered public schools, fills up pretty fast because they're free. Mm-hmm. And then everything else costs money. And the kids can't afford to go to school, so they don't go to school. They just walk around. And I figure out, let me build my school for free. Mm-hmm. So I've been looking for a house for 3 years. And this house is like so beautiful. Like I saw it online. I didn't see it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Price was decent,
mm-hmm.
a little high for Africa. I'm in love with this house, but it's got to be something. There's something about it that I'm not going to like. And I got there, and I'm like, I knew it. It was where it was. It's a new developing area, so it's mm-hmm. not completely finished yet. But when that area is finished, it's going to be worth millions of dollars.
Okay. Mm.
At first, I didn't want it because I wasn't comfortable with that, but I said, this is where I came from. These kids are going to be want to keep an eye on my house because I'm barely going to be there. And I didn't have a problem with that. But eventually, they're going to pay those people to move out, and they're going to build more houses in the area.
So you gentrified the whole neighborhood?
I'm n***ifying it.
I got a property in Ghana.
You did?
Yeah, it's on the beach.
Oh, no, I heard about you.
Man, shut up. You ain't hearing nothing. You didn't say anything. So how's the podcast going, man? Mother sucker.
Our Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend.
What happened with him? I don't see with him no more.
I've been on the road a lot, and his lady won't let him go anywhere.
Because of you?
No, he just,
I wouldn't, if I was her, I wouldn't let him go anywhere with
Why?
You
What's
either.
Wrong with me?
You'd be around too many women. She's probably like, no.
I mean, he, most of the time, he invites the women, and then he acts like he has something
doing
to do
that?
With it.
So now you're snitching on him.
Chinese, but he's not listening to this.
But his girl might be.
His girl ain't listening, man. She's from Hungary.
And did Ben Simmons really try to holler at your girl?
Man, yo, dead serious. And the thing about it, I'm not even the type. This
that was guy, your guy, though, right?
My guy. Like, from day one, since the day he got drafted, I remember when I ran into him on South Street in Philly. He's like, he recognized me. He said, we took a picture together. He's like, tell me a joke. I said, the Sixers, because at that time we sucked. Yeah. You know, today, he still laughs at that joke to today. Right. And then we became cool, got the Eagles game together. We got the, you know, even sometimes when they travel, go out of town, I go to games, you know, he could hook me up, whatever. But then I remember he initially met up with me the first time. It was a Miami game. It was during Super Bowl weekend.
Right.
He was with what's the family that always f*** up people's lives? What's
the Kardashians?
The Kardashians. He was with one of those, his daughter.
Kendall Jenner, I think.
Yeah, he was with Kendall or something. And then I introduced him to Ryder Hayes. It's my girl, Ryder. And then I remember when we got back to the hotel, Ryder's like, I think he was in my DM. I'm like, I said, you know what? He's seen me on IG with a bunch of chicks. He's probably just seen one of the bitches I just be with. You know, excuse my language. So
you done said bitch 10 times. Yeah, why are you apologizing? Really, yes, yeah, he did.
Because she looked at me funny.
I've been looking at you funny this whole time.
He's seen some girls on my page. He's like, hey, Mike, who's this girl? Hook me up. And I've done that.
Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Okay.
I hit you on Ben now. You hooked him up.
I'm snake
Ben. So so I have hooked him up. And I said, listen, it's a whole lot of chicks in my page. He probably just think one of them that I just, you know, they don't mean nothing to me. So don't worry about it. A week or two went by, she said, he's be my DM again. And then he's on my Snapchat. And he was hollering her, you know, talking about, hey, you know you want this, whatever, something like that. So then I had a problem. I never even approached him about it. I just lost all respect for him because
he knew that was your girl.
Guy. Yeah, right, you know. Right,
right.
At the
hacked.
Time, he knew my girl. Huh?
He was hacked.
He f***ing hacked.
That ain't the first time I'm sure you lost your girl to like a more richer,
I didn't
more
lose
famous
my girl.
Celebrity. Oh.
I didn't lose her.
Why are you
but the thing about it, I have a really loyal woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't worry about anything.
But what about when y'all were on a break, right? You guys had a little brief breakup, didn't you?
We had a couple of breakups, but she's that loyal. She's not the type that would go and want to any of my friends.
You guys aren't friends.
How long y'all been together?
No, I'm just saying this is one.
How long y'all been together?
About 2.5 years.
I'm sure she is trustworthy, but how do you know for sure she's trustworthy?
You know, you could just feel it, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I know a hoe when I'm with one. I've been with a lot of hoes.
Now, she had a problem with your lifestyle. Did y'all squash that out at what time?
We've negotiated,
mm-hmm.
You know.
What does that mean?
I'm cutting out on the side bitches from, you know, from 3 a month to maybe 1. We negotiated I'm allowed to have 1 chick per month.
Okay.
That's a good compromise.
So only 1 day per month you're allowed to do what you want to do?
Well, not 1 day. One person per month.
I feel like that's riskier because then it's only one other person and you might get more feelings.
There's no feelings, man.
I mean, as opposed to like multiple, if you with one woman.
So can she have 1 a month?
She have any woman she want, yes.
What about guys?
She can't have no guy. Women are not built for that. You can't be taking 2-3 dicks, ladies.
Explain, Mike.
What do you mean? Because women are more emotional.
Yeah.
You know, you have things going inside
nowadays,
of you.
Nowadays, you guys are kind of emotional.
I'm not emotional.
You just got emotional over Ben Simmons.
No, because I thought he was my friend. I'm a little disappointed in him.
You disappointed, right?
Is it more disappointment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought it was a light skin thing, but you light skin, you cool.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he's seen you with other women before. I'm like, man, Mike don't care. Mike got a bunch of different chicks.
Once he realized this is like 2 months ago. Now you know for a fact this chick's my girl.
Yeah,
You should have known. He knew it. There's no
excuse. So what happens if you see him now?
Probably smack the shit out of him.
You ain't gonna do that to Ben.
Nah, but Ben is going through enough. Okay, he's trying. Instead of trying to shoot a shot, he should shoot free throws. He got a whole lot of other to worry about. You know what team's gonna play for? I don't give. Traded to the Shanghai Sharks, okay? I don't even care anymore now. I mean, I bet I'm not. He got bigger problems now, you know? It just humbles you. Sometimes you need something to humble you. He just thought he's on top of the world, you know, because these guys get $180-something million, and they think they could just do whatever and disrespect and do anything they want. And now God would bring you down.
All right, we got more with Michael Blackson. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Michael Blackson. Yee.
Do you think couples retreat helped your relationship?
Yeah, it helped me pay some bills in COVID when I wasn't working. And, you know, but overall, I think it did. You know, it made me understand her a little bit more, get into her feelings a little bit more. Because I'm more like African man. Like, you know, everything's going to be okay. These women don't mean nothing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you mean the whole world to me. You know, but then she more like want to like, I mean, don't get it wrong. We've had fun. She's been with some of these girls as well. This is just not me being a thought by myself. We've had threesome, foursome.
Did she want to or she was doing it because of you?
Well, later on she told me, Mike, I really doing this for you.
Wow.
Did you feel bad?
No.
They didn't stop? What do you mean did you feel bad?
Nah, it didn't. I mean, my thing is I realized that it just in me to live that life. And I realized that after I broke up with my ex, like when I was free and doing whatever the fuck I wanted to do, and I had a bunch of female friends, sleeping with all of them all at one time, all together, whatever, I realized that was my life. And when she came in, that's what she saw, and she figured out she could come and probably eventually tame me down, and it didn't work like she planned.
It feels like you have your wall up, maybe.
I have my what?
Your wall is up. Like, you're not allowing...
You gotta relax, man. What?
You're not allowing, like, yourself to love the person the way you could.
No, I do love her.
I know that, but I'm saying it could be...
You say he gotta relax. Like, when he got his ass, he gotta just relax.
That was 20 years ago.
But all I'm saying is, it feels like all these women might be a reason for you to not give your all to one person.
I really feel Ryder is the one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Really? When you say the one, what do you mean, Mike? Marriage?
I mean, you introduced her to your mother.
She didn't meet my mother, and she went to Africa to meet my mother.
That's great.
Wow.
I feel she's only because, you know, she's got... I never had a woman that had my back like her. She's loving, never wanted anything.
So do you feel like you sacrifice enough for her? Because it feels like she sacrifices a lot to be with you.
She do. That's why I did sacrifice, and I cut down to one bitch a month.
All right, well, if you guys are okay, I can't judge anybody else.
No, we good.
Yeah, as long as she's okay with it.
She's okay. She wants some kind of, like, commitment, because she feel like, because she's looking stupid, like, you know, Mike, she feel like, you know, you could replace me any day. Like, she want to feel like, you know, a little bit more special.
So would you get married?
Marriage to me is very religious, very spiritual, you know, because when you get married, you put God into this relationship. Mm-hmm. Without God being in there, I feel like I could just do whatever I want. Once you put God in it, the f*** is a nigga laughing at?
Man, you are crazy, man.
You laughing at my logic?
That's funny as hell, though. God ain't with us right now.
God ain't with us, man.
You get
what the f***
I want. God is always with you.
I understand that, but he's not in the relationship with us.
Oh, man.
He is. What if Rada said no more side bitches at all, not even one?
Who? My whole thing, I don't want to be lying. Because
mm-hmm.
So I lied
my
whole life. I was lying. I lied to everybody. You know what I mean?
Is that lifestyle still fun, though, Mike?
What?
With a bunch of other women?
Yeah, it's fun.
Really?
Fella, everything we've done in our life, we do it for women.
Yeah, but
we get a nice car because we want to put a bitch in the car. You got a nice house, you want to bring a prick in the house and f*** in the house. You wear nice clothes to the girls, like, damn, that nigga look nice, let me f*** him. Everything's for sex.
You said that nigga look nice, let me f*** him.
No, I'm just saying.
The women will say
I like pouring into one woman, though. Like, I like being a faithful husband, and married man. I do.
You've been faithful your whole life.
No.
But I've been super faithful the past 6 years.
And you was married. So you cheated on your wife?
I got married in 2014.
Okay, and you cheated when?
I cheated for the first 2 years of our marriage.
She does not like when he discusses this either.
God was not. You see, God.
But that's why. But that's why I stopped. Though I stopped because number one, I want to do right by God, and I want to do right by my wife.
So he's not married. Is his point, right?
Who?
You. You're not married. So
I'm not married.
Yeah.
God is not in this. He's not no part of it. Once I put God in it, then I can't not do it again.
Gotcha. But you can't. But you got to stop those habits now, though. You got to be ready.
So. I'm probably gonna get married in like January 32nd, 2039.
Okay. How are your kids?
Kids are good. Mm-hmm. My oldest son, we know we talked about that issue with him. He's doing better. You know, not where I want him to be. You know, but he decided he wants to stay with his mother, and he's staying out of trouble. The twins are doing great. Mm-hmm. They're on vacation with their mother somewhere right now.
You paying for it?
I'm sure I am. one good thing did happen. I mean, me and my baby mother beat for many years, been really bad, ugly, in and out of courts. But recently, I think the best medication for your baby mother is just, you gotta make up with your baby mother. You got mm-hmm. to just
you
find a way.
Yeah.
There's no other way. Any other way is gonna cost you a whole bunch of money. We've been fighting for the last year. It's cost me over $50,000 already just fighting. I'm like, this money go towards these kids' college tuition,
right.
You know.
That's
so we found a way
it.
To both be two mature adults, and work it out.
That's dope.
You know. So shout out to them. I don't know what, and this all happened in the last couple of days.
That's good.
So yeah, that's a big.
That
wow.
has to be
like
a relief mentally for you.
Big.
Too.
It was the only thing that was keeping me away from living my best life was the fight that I had, the struggles with my kids'
what was
mother.
The fight about? What was the fight about?
It's just everything. It's like custody,
ego,
COVID. Everybody life up. Combined prior to COVID, you know, our court order is, you know, she put them on a plane to come to me, and then COVID comes. She's, you know, she said the kids had asthma before, so you know, she wanted the kids to get on the plane.
Right, understandable.
You know, so
I didn't like that idea. Because I'm like, I'm like, you know, people are on a plane, they're putting a mask, they're following rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And that should not stop custody. You know, so that was a big fight. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go fuck up your money. I'm going to go get a place where you guys live and try to fight for some custody. Mm-hmm. You know, and that went up for a whole year. And it was ugly.
And you had COVID before too, right?
I did get it.
It affected your sex drive.
I didn't want, sex was not on my mind. Till my girl decided to come and, you know, she came out like a few days later to like, you know, take care of me. And mm-hmm. we end up f***ing doing COVID. She put a mask on and everything.
Did she?
Yeah, dead serious, actually.
But y'all weren't social distancing, so.
Yeah,
but we still practiced. We still had a mask.
Did y'all do it outside?
No, we did it. I opened the doors. I mean, the balcony doors. And I hit it from the back. So it's like, still social distancing. I mean, it's six
That's
feet.
That's 6 feet.
My 6 feet, so it's pretty good.
But how did it affect you?
I mean, I survived it. Nothing, you know. I had it hard.
Right.
You know, not much of lose up taste. You know, I had like bad sore throat, and I gargled some salt water, and then you know, it helped it. So once I was able to eat again, I was a little feeling better because I'm too skinny anyway to not eat. So I lost like 6 pounds and 11 ounces, and then but I went through all the diarrhea, headache. It was bad. I didn't think I was gonna die. I knew I was gonna.
Good. We had D.L. Hughley on. He said he wanted to kill us.
Well, I don't know about that, man.
So that's how bad it was.
Nah, did you get it?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of.
Well, you didn't get it then. You'll know when you really
I think I had it like early back in January. I haven't gone to rim.
Like, I didn't know I had gone to rim.
No, because some people have no symptoms and really symptoms don't know. Yeah. More people have no symptoms than people that do.
For real?
Yeah.
Had a cold.
So you vaccinated?
I got the card.
But are you vaccinated? But are you vaccinated?
I got the card. What do that mean? What do you think that
means? You can't be scared of vaccines because you go to Ghana. You don't got to get shots to go to Ghana?
Well, you get it once every 10 years. The yellow fever shot. You get it once every 10 years.
Okay.
I have the card. I mean, I have
so, yes, you are vaccinated.
No, he got the card.
He has the card.
I have the card. That means I'm vaccinated.
I mean, vaccination is to protect you, though.
Yeah,
you know?
I wear condoms.
Yeah, you don't want to.
She wear condoms.
What do you mean? I mean, it's free. What? It's like, come with it. When you take a vaccination, you get the card. Yeah.
So
he's vaccinated.
I got the card.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Michael Blackson when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Michael Blackson. Charlamagne?
What's next for Michael Blackson, man?
Well, we do, you know, we got the podcast, Motherfucker Podcast, comes on, you know, Black Effect.
Black Effect, iHeartRadio Podcast Network, every Monday.
Every Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm sorry.
Damn.
This
It was Monday.
It was never Monday.
Oh, okay, every Tuesday.
Tuesday. Every same Tuesday. Day as Tuesday, okay? Come on. it's doing good.
It's doing really
good.
It is
really?
Yeah,
okay,
because yeah.
I don't
advertisers just scared of you, but that's all.
Tell them not to worry about it, man. It's okay. but what else next? I'm going back on tour. This fall, we're back on tour, Martin Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You know, prior to that, I'm doing my own thing. Selling out everywhere all over again. Yeah. So it's a good feeling. Jamie Foxx, big fan of my work. He wanted to produce a show for me. You know, kind of like my life. They figure out like my Instagram is like, they all live through my life. And they said, Mike, your life is a show.
I don't even know if you can produce you.
What do you mean? Why you say that?
Because y'all are it's so real and it's so raw. Like, soon as y'all get y'all and be like, oh, do this and do that, I don't know if it'll be the same.
I follow rules. I know what not to do.
I'd rather them just turn the cameras on and let you live and edit it from that.
Hopefully that's probably what they would do. Yeah. And just cut out all the crazy part.
What the people want, though, the crazy part.
I know. But, I mean, it depends what network goes to. I mean, if we got on Netflix, then you can wild out. But if it's going to be on BET, then, you know, you got to calm down. But, I mean, that's pretty much that.
You just out here getting money.
I am. I'm not even going to front.
And we appreciate you.
But, like, you know, y'all ever met Ryder?
No.
Who's that?
Seriously, tell Ryder to come here.
Oh, that's Bae?
Yeah.
The white girl?
She's not white. She's Cambodian.
She's not white.
Come on, Ryder.
You making her famous?
What are you making her famous? They've been on TV together.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. She hates.
Hey, Ryder.
Come on, baby.
Hey, Ryder.
I haven't seen you since Miami.
Yeah, remember when you met her in Miami?
Yes,
you
I did at the Super Bowl.
It was beautiful.
Super Bowl week, correct?
Yeah.
That's
he said he going to marry you. He said he want to get married, Ryder. What?
When did I say that?
I just want to know.
You did.
Wait, you told me that the other day. You going back on it now?
Oh, he did tell you he wanted to get married.
He did.
Yeah,
oh,
I've been married
20
years.
Oh, you about to propose?
You're about to propose. You're about to propose. You're about to
get on your knees, Michael.
Stop it.
Michael, get on your knees, Michael.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
Put the mic over there.
Yes. Out of the way. Hold on. We need the mic. I can't. Oh, this is amazing.
Man, speak, say it with your chest, Mike.
Roddy, I love you. Will you marry me?
Yes. Huh? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Mike. Yes. Yeah, Mike.
Mike.
Make sure.
Mike.
Is that by side bitches?
What you mean?
She said, is it by side
bitches? Mike, I'm proud of you, King.
90% of the side bitches, bye-bye.
Oh, Mike, I'm proud of you, King. Congratulations, my brother. Congratulations. That's what I'm talking about. Grow the
up. I love to see it.
I'm happy for you, man. Congratulations, Ryder. Congratulations, Ryder.
I can't believe this.
Wow. This is real.
She is shaking. She not even. She was not expecting that at all.
Well, thank God she said yes. Or did
congratulations,
you say yes?
Mike.
Congrats.
Oh, that's big, bro. That's big. You playing this out. You playing this out.
He planned
Mike
it.
Mike playing this out.
Everybody in the interview, he's like,
this has never, ever, we have never had anybody
propose
on the Breakfast Club.
No. When did you decide to do this, Mike?
Here, I see.
Oh, no. Hey, we got another seat here. Slide it down.
Yeah, come on, that's out here.
When did you decide that I'm going to propose to Ryder?
Ryder.
Let me see. What did it?
That's what I just called you. Ryder died.
Just some loyalty.
Yeah.
I never had a woman that's that disloyal to me.
Wow.
Woo, that's that nice. Nice.
You know, Mike crying behind them shades.
Everybody
crying. Yes, you are. I see the tip, bro.
Oh, my God.
Well, congratulations,
man. Meet the Blacksons coming soon. Coming soon to a network near you.
Wow.
Meet the Blacksons.
Okay, ring. And she got her nails done because that would have sucked if your nails weren't done. God. Right?
No. Congratulations, man. That's amazing.
Well, Michael Blackson, Miss Blackson, we appreciate you guys.
Mrs. Blackson. Mrs. Rada Blackson.
Rada Blackson.
Are you going to change your last name?
Yes. Okay. That's better, right? Rada Blackson.
Rada Chang Blackson, yes.
There's one question, right? Mm-hmm. When he had COVID, he said that y'all really had sex during COVID. When he had COVID, you put on a mask.
I came to take care of him.
Wow.
Envy really wanted to know if he got a six foot. That's what you really want to know.
What?
No, it's more like 8 foot.
Okay, Envy. Okay. It's bigger than him.
That's why Mike married. I need that type of ego boost in my life, too.
All right, it's the
congratulations,
Club. Good morning,
man.
Oh, my gosh.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's here. The most star-studded black Western ever made. The Harder They Fall, directed by James Samuel, alongside a killer soundtrack that features original songs by Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, and more. Watch now on Netflix and stream the soundtrack now on all platforms.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Positive note is simply this. Man, I love this so much because, you know, I be liking to send people healing energy even if they wish me the opposite. But you're hoping I fall down. I am praying you get on your feet. That's why we are not the same.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.